Pod Culture, episode 277, Velvet Batmobile, part B, for Friday, August 5th, 2011. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
Welcome to Pod Culture.
Welcome.
The multi-part Pod Culture.
Because
you found another part.
Another exciting chapter of the serialized adventures of the Pod Culture crew.
But don't worry.
Do I give me a stunt double?
If you miss a previous one, don't worry, because there's not a lot of to-be-continued content.
No.
Content.
And we tend to repeat ourselves quite a bit, so you're not going to miss anything.
And we repeat ourselves a lot, too.
Uh-huh.
So
we repeat ourselves?
Yes.
Totally.
Awesome.
Several times, over and over.
Yeah. Rock on.
Don't worry. The previous episodes are available. Just head back to the website, podculture.com.
And don't get lost in the awesomeness.
So we're on with the rest of the show.
Hey there, Pod Culture crew. It's Bronze Thumb from Australia. As you probably guessed, I'm responding to you guys' latest TARDIS Interruptus episode, where you talked about how, well, it seemed kind of surprising given that your previous very positive comments, but it seemed like you guys really haven't enjoyed the Stephen Moffat era of Doctor Who, and I don't think I've ever been in stronger disagreement with you guys, because I've been loving Series 5 and 6. It feels like a reinvigoration of the series after it kind of floundered at the end of Russell T. Davies' era. But I just kind of wanted to respond to a couple of sort of specific things you guys talked about. First, you guys were kind of critical of Amy Pond as a character, saying that she wasn't well-rounded, and I think that's really unfair. I think she's an extremely well-rounded character, and I think that she's extremely subtle in how she's well-rounded, compared to, say, Russell T. Davies' stuff, where... And I'll do something rare and actually be very positive about Russell T. Davies, because he was fantastic with creating characters and making them three-dimensional very quickly. But Amy, there's more subtlety to her, I think, and her arc. Like, she's someone who's suffered extreme abandonment issues. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a TV show, like a fictional character that had stronger abandonment issues, because her whole family got eaten by a crack in time and she can't remember it, but she still feels the emotion. And then her imaginary friend leaves and doesn't come back for 12 years, and then as a result she becomes this very insular person, this aggressive alpha female who has a lot of trouble making personal connections. And then her arc over the series is the Doctor trying to help her make a kind of interpersonal connection with Rory, someone who she does love and has a strong connection with, but doesn't necessarily realize it herself until she goes on these adventures and almost loses him several times. I think technically she does lose him several times, but still. As for the show being very, very Amy-centric, yes, because she's the companion. Doctor Who is the story of the companions. They come on, they have kind of arcs, and they change, and then they leave, and new companions come on, and they're the focus. And the Doctor, as much as he's an awesome character, is just kind of there to enable the show to work. He's almost as much a plot device as the TARDIS. Stephen Moffat talked about this in an interview, about the fact that if Doctor Who was the story of the Doctor, it would have started with him stealing the TARDIS and leaving Gallifrey. Instead, it starts with Ian and Barbara wandering into the TARDIS and getting caught up in the adventures. I think Russell T. Davies very aptly demonstrated, if by accident, the fact that Doctor Who is the story of the companions when it's working well, by the season of specials where there wasn't a companion. There was, he tried to hang the entire thing off the Doctor, rather than on the companion, and that entire year's worth of episodes just floundered and were kind of really bad. And so yeah, as for the River Song reveal, I think if what we learned at the end of A Good Man Goes to War, if that was all there was to know about the character, it would be disappointing. But there is obviously still so much to her that we're going to find out, even if it's not necessarily big reveals. But like, okay, how does she go from the origins that we saw in A Good Man Goes to War to being a butt-kicking action girl and an archaeologist? How does she meet the Doctor? And that's just, you know, sort of backstory stuff. And we've still got the facts as like, you know, what are we going to see from her next? Like, there's so much about her to discover. And I think giving up, you know, saying that the character is kind of rubbish and the reveal was rubbish because it was only a small part is not fair. As for Russell T. Davies' sort of style of storytelling, his big kind of puzzle plots that you know, they work so well in individual episodes. And you know, he's demonstrated that he's fantastic at them. And he's just doing one over long term. And I'm really, really jazzed about that because I much prefer his style of Doctor Who to Russell T. Davies. I think it's an interesting thing about Doctor Who is that everyone who writes for it seems to have like a slightly different interpretation of the Doctor and the show, and I jive more with Stephen Moffat than Russell T. Davies. What it seems like from hearing you guys talk about Moffat and the show and that is that you guys have lost faith. You don't think that Moffat can pull it off. I don't agree with that. I think he's a fantastic writer. I think he's put a lot of forethought, and he's working on an arc that he's clearly had in his head for a long time. And I think that it's going to lead to something fantastic. And I will also defend Lost, because you guys briefly dissed on Lost. And that makes me unhappy, because Lost is a fantastic show. It's not perfect, but it's fantastic. And it also had a very, very, very strong arc that, you know, it was entirely too coherent for someone who have just been making it up as they went. And it had a fantastic finale that, in my opinion, is second only to Babylon 5 and Sleeping in Light. So, yes. And that was a very long audio comment, so I will leave it there. Looking forward to the next Pod Culture. You guys have a good one. I've been Bronzthumb from Australia. Cheers.
Bronzthumb. He's Bronz. He rides across the outback, the didgeridoo of sin.
You know, we haven't done one of these for a while. It's time for a little geek and tell. And let's kick it off with a bang. Glenn, what do you got?
Well, I picked up a little self-defense item. It's a laser. No.
Laser.
Laser.
It is sort of a laser.
Freaking laser beams on your gun.
Well, I have a concealed carry permit, I've mentioned before, and I saw this gun, and it's a very, very small, light, little, looks like a toy. It's kind of like a little James Bond gun.
It feels nice.
A little Derringer kind
of? It's bigger than a Derringer. It's an automatic. Holds 6 rounds, mm-hmm. plus 1 in the chamber. So it's not too bad.
It's lucky the, 7.
Yeah. It's the Kel-Tec, the P-3AT. Not a fancy name, is it?
Sounds really. Like a droid model.
Yeah. Yeah. Kel-Tec, made in America. Actually made in Cocoa, Florida.
Nice.
And tiny, light little thing.
It is. It's nice. Yeah.
The top's metal, but the bottom half of the receiver and the handle and the trigger are all polymer. So it's really, really lightweight, like a Glock or something, you know. But really just a fit-in-your-pocket kind of gun. I got it in a 380. I already had a 380. My Beretta, my first pistol mm-hmm. I ever bought, was a 380. But it was really too big to carry unless you wanted a big holster, you mm-hmm. know. I don't know, if I were being paid to carry a gun,
right?
You know,
right.
I wanted something a little bigger. It was nice because it had like the 13-round magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But
you only need one.
That's the one that's got the staggered clip.
Yeah, it's got a staggered clip.
If one man's coming at you, you only need one bullet. Yeah.
Well, as long as there's six or less. Well, actually, seven or less, because I can put one in the chamber. Yeah.
Yep.
But I went ahead and I picked up an Arma laser. It's the highest power laser sight you can get. And got that on here, and it's pretty neat because it makes the gun, instead of looking like a little James Bond gun, it now looks like a little Judge Dredd gun or something. You
know? It's like almost a taser kind of gun.
It
like,
does.
It's got a taser in half or something like that.
Yeah. But still, it's still small and lightweight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it fits right in my pocket. Yeah. They've got, it's not, they don't call it a holster, they call it a gun hide. And it's like a little holster, but you just slide it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it helps hide the shape of the gun in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
So when someone looks, it's going to look like your wallet or something like that. And I was skeptical about buying one because I was like, that's a funky little thing. Why do I need to spend, you know, $30 on some little thing? I'll just stick the gun in my pocket. I'll be fine. But when I bought the Arma laser, if you buy it directly from them, they give you a free holster.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, the shape of the front of your gun changes when you put the laser on there, so a normal holster is not going to fit.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to buy one that's going to fit with the laser that you've mm-hmm. got. So I was like, well, that's cool. Free holster, gun hide, whatever. And it's pretty neat. The way it works, the outside's got kind of a grid pattern on it that's kind of a raised rubbery type stuff, and when you go to pull the gun out of your pocket, that kind of grips the material of the pocket, and the gun hide stays in your pocket, and the gun comes out.
Oh.
So kind of neat the way that works.
So is it gun hide like skin hide, or gun hide like conceal hide, or yes
like
to both?
Concealed. Yeah. Yeah. I think like a gun, like a concealed gun hide. So gun hide. But,
hide
I don't
your
know.
Kids, hide your wife.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Don't get me started. I'll get that song stuck in my head.
Oh, that's okay. Great! Yeah,
it's sneaking in your windows
for real.
See, if you'd had one of these, it would have been a different story.
Because they'd be hiding.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have had an internet meme.
No, we wouldn't. But seriously, if you follow me on Twitter, I often will retweet stories of people getting hit in the head with baseball bats and robbed and all sorts of just flash mobs attacking people, and you know, just it's going crazy in the streets out there. And I figure, hey, you know, it's not going to hurt to be in a position to defend yourself or your
right.
loved ones, you know.
Right.
So, I've had my carry permit since I was in college, and it's been a few years back.
Yeah,
well,
you teaching Carly to shoot?
I really want to. I'm hoping that maybe this fall, when I'm not going to melt from stepping outside,
can I come too?
Then maybe we can
go to the
range. Because
I want to learn to shoot too.
It'd be cool to, you know, have a trip down the range.
Machine gun shoot.
Yeah, that's super noisy and very busy.
I think everyone should know how to shoot.
Yeah. And, of course, I just got this, so I haven't fired it yet. So I need to put a couple rounds through it and get a feel for it.
See, the thing is, people think that because you collect guns, you collect them because it's out of some morbid need to hurt people. But there's an artistry to it. There's a science and an artistry and a collectability. And it's like any other collectible. It's like you appreciate the art of it and the history of it. And I think a lot of people don't take that into consideration when they think somebody's got a bunch of guns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, when the zombie apocalypse happens, you'll be ready. But in the meantime, you just appreciate them for the art, you know, the talent that goes into making them.
There are a lot of them that are just like, they're elegant.
Right, exactly.
Hey, he's seen Tremors.
And
he knows he's got to be prepared like Burt Gummer.
That's right.
And personally, I like the history of it. I like the old guns, the Winchesters, and I like the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So, I mean, if I could get those and do something like that and shoot, I would love that.
That's why you need to watch Sons of Guns.
Exactly.
The gun I want the most is the broom handle Mauser, which my mom's like, that's an ugly gun. What do you like that for?
That was on The Deadliest Warrior.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that what Megatron transformed
into?
No,
I think he turns into a Luger or a P-38 or something like that.
There was like this long pistol.
The Mauser, what everyone would know it from, and probably one of the main reasons I liked it as a kid, it's basically Han Solo's gun.
Okay.
Okay.
They took a gun made in 1896.
Mm-hmm.
and they glued a little cone on the end of it and put some little doodads on the side, and it was Han Solo's blaster.
See, I love that kind of stuff. Just the old school.
But
stuff.
All those guns were like real guns. The stormtrooper guns were like German. Yeah,
they were firing blanks.
Yeah.
When they were shooting. Yeah.
So I really want a Broomhandle Mauser. And
that's so cool.
I mean, it was the first automatic pistol.
Mm-hmm.
They had variants that had really long barrels. Another cool thing about it, they had a wooden holster that would hold the gun, and you'd take it out, and the holster would slide onto the back of the handle and turn it into a rifle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they had variations.
It was a transformer.
Yeah, it was a transformer. They had variations with really long clips or removable magazines mm-hmm. later on. Originally, it used a stripper clip where there's just a little...
Oh, my God.
I knew that was coming.
Five.
It's a little metal strip, and you put your bullets on that, and then you open up the breech on top, and you slide the bullets down, mm-hmm. then you pull the strip out.
Oh, wow.
And leave the bullets in. Because you didn't have magazines or clips like we have now. Because, you know, most people are putting their bullets in one at a time. And you just... Nowadays, it seems clumsy and old. But back then, that was like super fast.
Yeah.
State of the art. And, you know, it's just such an amazing gun. And, of course, Rocketeer uses it. And John Sable used it in the old John Sable Freelance. Just so many of my favorite comic characters have that gun.
That's so cool.
Because it was so unique. Looking and
they haven't done replicas or anything like that.
Yeah, they have replicas, but I mean, even a nice replicas, you know, $100, and I'd rather put that money towards
a real one,
the real thing,
right?
Yeah.
Although you're looking at, I mean, when I first became a fan of them, they were, you know, probably $1,000,
mm-hmm.
and that was a long time ago.
Because
I mean, they're pretty old,
right?
And but there were variations. It was a German gun, mm-hmm. the Mauser. You know,
it was the episode that it was on was the Nazis versus the Viet Cong. And they talked about that gun and how you could change it from the automatic, you know, the rifle to the handgun and back and forth.
And there was also an Italian version made mm-hmm. and a Chinese version made.
Oh, wow.
And most of them are 9mm, but the Chinese version is 45.
Mm.
And I think that's actually what John Sable carried was the 45 version. But I'd probably want the original German, you know, Mauser.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called that you'll recognize that has a big red 9 carved into the handle. That's the one of the original, you know, broom handle Mausers. I don't know. Just love that gun. Don't own one though. What I've got is the the Kel-Tec.
I mean, I've got a relatively small hand, and it's not heavy. I mean, it's like, pick it up and you think it's going to be heavy, and it's like, holy crap, you could carry this around with no problem. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, somebody smaller could carry that around with no problem.
Well, my last gun that I had, I bought to be a carry weapon, mm-hmm. and I really liked it. It was a .357, mm-hmm. but only held 5 rounds because it was a revolver. I liked the fact that it had the totally enclosed hammer, so mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about that or anything. But even though the cylinder's smaller because it's only got 5 rounds, it's still a revolver, so it had to have a certain width to it, whereas this only has to be a little wider than a single stack of bullets.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's a really narrow small. Gun. It's really small.
I mean, I got a little bitty purse, and it would fit in my little bitty purse.
And one thing I like about the Arma laser, not only is it, you know, fit under really well, but it's the highest wattage laser you're allowed to have, and so it should show up really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got this unique system where when you put your finger in the trigger guard, it like makes a connection and turns on the laser automatically.
That's
so there's
cool.
no button to hold. You know, lots of them that you add after the fact,
awesome.
They've got a little button on the handle or whatever. But this handle's so small, you've barely got anything to hang on to, let alone if you had some big button blocking half of it or something.
Yeah, I noticed when I was holding it, it was almost a little small for my hand because it was... But it's weird. You were saying earlier, it doesn't have a safety.
It doesn't have a safety, which I was worried. I'm like, okay, I'm going to carry one in the chamber, and it doesn't have a safety, and I'm going to stick this thing in my pocket. I don't know about that.
To shoot your nards off.
Yeah.
But the hammer is totally recessed, and the only way it'll go off is if you pull the trigger. So it's, you know, really pretty safe as far as that goes. And, you know, if you're buying something like this, you're going to use it in an emergency, you want to keep something in the chamber. You want to keep it round chambered because you don't want to be like, okay, I got to pull it out of my pocket and then I got to grab it and, you know, pull the slide back and, you know.
Right.
You know, it's not like the movies when you've got a shotgun and you're going to pump the shotgun and scare them off or something, you know. This would be something you're only going to pull it out to use in a split second type situation. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason I went ahead and got the laser for it. And I'd always wanted a laser. I mean, it's a freaking laser.
You don't need it to aim. You wanted to just scare the shit out of people.
Well, that too. You know, you could avoid shooting someone.
Brandishing the weapon is enough to keep somebody from attacking you. You don't even have to shoot it. Well, Your job is done.
Catch someone breaking in, just the laser.
Shine in their face. Yeah. Blind them, because that's a powerful laser.
Exactly.
And then they'll sue you, and you'll say, damn, I could have shot him. And I wouldn't have to sue him. I wouldn't have to be sued in court for shining a laser in their face.
All right, Glenn, I was trying to make the point.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to get away from the fact that you would enjoy having to shoot someone. I'm kidding.
So you get them breaking in from the outside. Let them get in the house, then shoot them.
Yeah, right.
Or shoot them on the porch and drag them in.
Oh, my God.
He said it, not me.
I'll send you a postcard when you're in prison.
So, you know, really light, small little gun. I bought a 380, which is a 9mm short.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the same caliber as a 9mm, but they're smaller bullets.
Are bullets very expensive? I know some of the ones that you've gotten to shoot it alone is expensive.
Yeah.
So are they expensive bullets?
Actually, I told my cousin the other day that I bought this, and he's like, oh, you didn't buy a 380. The 380 bullets are so expensive and stuff. So all bullets are expensive these days. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get people in office that aren't pro-gun, then prices go up on bullets, and it's expensive to think about going to the range and blowing all that money when you're, you know, paying $25 for a box of rounds, you know, so that's not too comfortable. But I didn't buy this to go shoot at the range. It's not my plinking gun, you know. This will be just for defense. Right. I want to be comfortable with it, so I'm really eager to get to the range and take it out and give it a shot. Being so small and light, it's likely to have a fair amount of kick, but it's only a 380, so it shouldn't be too bad. But, you know, you want to know what to expect when you pull the trigger.
Right.
And this has a very different trigger pull because every time you're pulling the trigger, you've got to get that hammer to go all the way back because it's not when it's, you know, cocked and locked or whatever, you know. When you've got a round chambered, the hammer isn't sitting in the back position waiting to go forward.
Right, you've got to pull it all the way back.
The safety means that, you know, when you pull the trigger, it's got to make
it. So you can't just accidentally grab it the wrong way and shoot it.
Right.
It takes conscious effort to squeeze it hard enough to get it. Okay.
It's going
to
take a deliberate trigger pull. It's got to travel a long distance. It's not a little hair trigger like some of the automatics, you know. But I feel better about that since it's in my pocket.
Right, exactly.
And then the gun hide also covers the trigger, so when you reach your hand in there, you're not going to accidentally...
Right, when you grab for your wallet, you're not going to accidentally set your gun off.
Yeah, but I still, just to be safe, I'm not going to be like sticking pins in my pocket or something that could...
Yeah, it's got its own pocket all by itself.
Yeah, it's got its own pocket, and you know... And, you know, hopefully I can carry it and I'll be comfortable and no one will know I have it. So no one's going to get worried or anything. My God, that person's got a gun or something silly like that. You know, it's just supposed to be low key and light and small so that you've got it when you need it.
For your own peace of mind.
Yeah. So
I'm for that.
That's that. So I do need to get to the range, though. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for it to cool down and I can give it a shot.
There you go.
I got some other things that aren't.
What do you got, man?
High school. Just a couple other little things. I picked this up today at The Great Escape.
I saw that the other day when I was in there.
That's cool.
It's a little 1/4 scale Green Lantern power battery.
It looks like it should be like a little Viewmaster.
Yeah,
it does. It looks like I should be able to look through it behind it and
they should have like a magic 8-ball
Oa or something.
Magic 8-ball lantern.
Yeah,
it's the classic Green Lantern power battery. It's not the movie version, but it lights up, and it comes with a ring that will light up as well.
Cute.
Yeah, if you put it up near the
super cute. Look at that.
Cool.
And I always wanted, I'm sure you did too, the full-scale power battery. Yeah, the $300 power battery, which I never got. And I almost bought the like half-scale one, but I was like, I don't want the half-scale one.
On the Big Bang Theory? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, I don't want the half-scale one. Why would I spend the money on the half-scale one when I could save it and maybe get the full-scale someday? Not that that's going to happen, but...
No.
Cool.
But I saw this, and I was like, okay, it's got a glowing ring, and it lights up and stuff, and I was like, that's pretty cool. So I had to pick it up.
Yeah, I was looking. I've already seen it. I was looking at that. I took Christina over to the doctor's office and walked across the street to the Great Escape and poked around there for a while and saw that and went, ooh. And then I saw the Sinestro Corps one.
Yeah.
And I saw the Red Lantern Power Battery.
Yeah.
It is part, each one.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Blackest Night series.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They have all the colors.
See, I saw that on the back, but I wasn't sure if they had one for each of those.
Yes.
They're just showing you what
they're like, collect them all. Yeah. I'm like, no friggin' way.
Well, some of them are just recolored.
Yeah.
I think like the Orange Lantern and the Yellow Lantern's the same. Mm-hmm. It's just the same mold that they use, and they just change the emblem on the ring and the top of the battery. But other ones, like the Red Lantern power battery, is at least got a different handle on it, things like that. So,
well,
cool.
They had it going for $35,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a sucker for things with little flashing lights and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to buy the others, obviously. But when I went to Derby City Comic Con, I got a bag at the Great Escape booth, and they had a sheet they stuck in there with coupons. And there was a coupon that you had to use before the end of July, and it was 20% off your entire purchase.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
So I got, you know, $7 off of this.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I would have got those action figures the other day.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I picked that up.
Well, you would have had to have the coupon.
No, yeah. I'd come up with something.
And I was going through, I think it was Walmart or something, and I happened to go past the party section.
Brad!
And they have these super nice little plastic party cups.
Tomorrow?
With awesome pictures.
It needs to be.
Of, what's that?
Are they plastic?
They're plastic.
Okay, we're going because it needs to be in the bathroom.
Okay.
And
yeah,
actually.
That would fit very well.
Actually, I bought two, one for me and one for Brad, because I thought he didn't have it. So here you go.
Yay, Glenn!
Thank you. Oh, wow.
That is, ooh,
it's a
so
cheap
shiny.
Present, but it's nice.
It's nice.
No, it's
done.
Perfect.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it's great artwork
it's
and
really
the transfer,
that
the
is
picture
really nice.
On there.
Good, it seems like good quality ink.
I know what our new medicine cup is in the bathroom.
Exactly. That's what I just said. Exactly.
Cool.
I didn't see one around here. I've looked before, and I was looking again today.
The one thing he doesn't have.
Yeah.
Oh, there's quite a few Green Lantern things I don't have.
But,
I don't,
oh, there's these really expensive ones, yeah.
I don't remember how much it was, but they're inexpensive. I mean, I thought about,
yeah,
you know, it'd be neat to get a whole service of them or whatever. But,
yeah.
But either way, it's really nice. 2,814
of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not quite that many. But a lot of the artwork, they had... you know, plates and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them had promo pieces of art that I hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. Some really nice looking stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, like, the Uber Blu-ray version of this thing.
Yeah.
Seeing who has what kind of swag and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. And
it never ends.
Yeah.
So, that's all my stuff. I got a bunch of movies that are going to be guilty pleasures, so I can't tell you about them
It
now.
Makes up for all the stuff I don't have.
Madam, you picked up anything? I know you.
Ugh. Nothing geeky.
Yeah.
Unless we want to talk about my, you know, my new bed, my armoire, my ottoman dining room table.
Well, you had to furnish a whole
it's
house.
It's important
yeah.
stuff, though.
I mean, you had
that's
roommates,
exciting.
And of course, all the roommates, everybody contributes.
Yeah, yeah. I did get a couch out of it, you know, out of moving out. So that was good. And a bunch of other stuff too. That
you
was helpful.
The couch that you already had, or did you get that when you moved out, or you bought a new couch?
No, the couch that was in that L-shaped couch,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
That was originally my roommate's, but he gave it to me because he's got a new one.
Oh, nice. That's a nice couch.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty nice.
Very yeah. good.
You kidnap Athena?
I wish. I do miss her. She's a great dog.
That's a sweet doggy.
She's so sweet.
I would so clone her if I could.
Aww.
Big dog. bigger dog.
Well, bigger
dog. She looks scary, but she's a sweetie pie.
She is the sweetest dog I think I've ever encountered. So.
Aww.
I miss her, but I get to see her on the weekends. So.
Oh, he gets visitation rights. He gets visitation rights.
But yeah, like I hit Garden Ridge the other day, and I have no business being in that place. It's entirely too big.
Yeah, and it's amazing just the crap that they have over there.
It's insane. Like
I don't.
They have
to go
one
back.
Of everything. Everything ever made, I'm convinced they have everything ever made.
Take the trip to Cincy and go to IKEA.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine. I was lost in Bed Bath & Beyond.
I love that.
Take them to Jungle Gems.
I had no clue.
I know, but it's ginormous
it's amazing.
Grocery store
thing. No clue what I was doing.
If you sign up for the Michaels mailing list, you get coupons in your email, and you get a lot of coupons for frames. If you're still looking for a lot of frames,
yeah, we need
not so much anymore.
Because I know we have a lot. It's like we're always looking for a frame for something.
Yeah, eventually we'd like to replace some of the cheap.
And I'm always on the list for frames.
Well, there are two things, but we'll see.
Get like 40% off a frame, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
but
that's so exciting. Yeah, though.
But it's been fun. It's been cool. You know, being able to kind of put my own place together and decorate it however I see fit. Yeah, that's about it, really. I probably shouldn't be talking about this, but back into the Star Wars beta.
Nice.
Because the last testing session ended, and a brand new build of the game is being released.
Ooh.
So we think we're coming down to the wire. Good. Here.
Nice.
So, and actually, they said, so I'm not, this isn't confidential information, and nothing that I have said is confidential information or anything. But they're saying holiday 2011.
Nice. Oh. That's not so very long from now.
I'm hearing a lot months. That it's set in the Star Wars universe kind of a thing.
Yeah. It's an MMO.
WoW with lightsabers.
WoW with lightsabers.
Yeah.
Little Lego lightsaber?
Yeah, it's a bit more than that. In my opinion, it's more awesome because of fully voiced missions and quests. Everything's voiced.
That's awesome.
And the conversation system, and the light side dark side system, and all the planets.
I'm in between MMOs right now, so I may have to.
Whew, it's awesome.
Although it might
all the classes and
picking back up here pretty soon.
Each class has a different fighting style, and
I mean, just from what we've seen already, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, all the screenshots.
And I'm not even a huge Star Wars fan. I'd watch it. Like, I might not play it, but I'd like to watch somebody else play.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. There's still cinematics that have actually been released and stuff.
So. Yeah, it's amazing. And that starts up on Tuesday. So
nice.
I'm going to, after this, I'm going home and downloading it. And
are you taking some days off?
Starting it up. I think I can foresee some days off in my future.
Good.
So it's a good thing we're recording this Friday.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Christina, anything?
I ordered a shirt for my brother the other day. I never get anything for me. Like, I always find stuff for other people, but I never get anything for me because his graduation party should have been in June, but it's not going to be till August because of flooding issues at my parents' house and the fact that all his friends were having all their parties at the same time. And it's like, it kind of sucks when it's like, okay, all your friends are having their parties, but you can't go anywhere because you're having your party, you know? It's like, so he's having his in a few weeks, probably toward the end of August. And it's like, I have to get him something to give him, you know? And there's this, okay, I'm going to make it sound old, like I'm a little old lady, but there's this new thing called planking. And he told me about planking the other day, and
been
I could not, has it really?
Yeah.
I could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what kind of stupid, how the hell does something that stupid is viral? And how the hell did something like
it's
that?
It's got a couple of GameStop employees fired.
Go crazy. Yep.
And one person killed.
Planking?
Yeah.
Well, Eric was talking about at Cedar Point the other day how some kids were just laying down in the middle of like the throughway with people are walking and it's dark and they're laying on the ground and it's like, you're going to get yourself stepped on, stupid. But he was telling me about planking and there was this character on Ed, Edd n Eddy. His name was Kevin and he had a little plank of wood that he drew a little face on that he used to carry around like his imaginary friend. So I've been talking to Eric about plank. So I found him a shirt that said, if you can read this, I'm not planking. Like, yeah, Eric needs that for his graduation party. It was like $12 plus shipping. I'm like, yeah, he's got to have that.
Yeah, he's a bit of a plank himself.
Nah, well, he's okay. But yeah, I don't buy myself anything anymore. I'm trying to save. I'm trying to save. It's not working.
It's working more than usual.
Mm.
A little bit.
Not really.
Yeah, a little bit. other than one item I'll get to here in a second, I've been halfway, been the usual comic stuff. Picked up a couple of Transformers, that kind of thing. Found a random assortment out the other day and found Wheeljack in the Generations line where they kind of take the G1 character and give him more of a modern type of twist. So I'm like, oh, hey, he's a cool character. So I had to pick him up. But I did pick up something kind of interesting. As on Twitter, the person I follow on Twitter was looking to get rid of a Dell Mini that they had. And, I don't know if you've ever bought anything on the internet just from a random person rather than
going
through
eBay. Most people don't do
that
Brad. am I wrong?
But, it was cheap enough, so I'm like, okay, I'll go ahead and get it. They were getting rid of a Dell Mini 10V. So it's an older netbook type of thing. But the reason I picked it up is because they Hackintoshed it.
Hmm.
So I've got this little Hackintosh Dell Mini netbook now because I've tried like hell on, the laptops that I've owned and, or have handed down to a little sister and that kind of thing. Cannot get that damn thing done.
I don't know how many times in the middle of the night I'm awakened by swearing.
Yeah, a lot of times it'll get up to where it's getting ready to boot, and then it'll just crash. Bad luck. I consider myself a halfway intelligent person when it comes to these things, and I'm trying to follow the damn directions.
And even if not, it's nothing you can't Google.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting right here in the studio with the desk in front of me, the studio computer with the directions up here. Still can't get a son of a bitch to work right. But it came, and she was kind enough to send the boot stick, because I've already screwed it up once. Actually, twice.
Oh, my God. You've only had it a day and a half.
Well, I was trying to run the updates and messed it up.
Oh. I'm like, it came yesterday in the mail.
Well, I was doing the midnight last night. I tried to run the updates and thought it was following the directions right and apparently screwed something up. But the cool thing is, with this little thumb drive, you just boot from the thumb drive and you can just reinstall it.
That's cool.
It's very neat. And it actually runs pretty good.
It's a smart-looking little thing. It's something my mom needs.
Yeah, it's a nice little netbook. It's a little older. Looks like the little brother to my laptop I got earlier this year.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. So
it's Marie Antoinette and her little sister.
Now I have like a little laptop that's running every kind of OS flavor now. So I've got a Windows laptop, the old original laptop that I have is got Linux on it. Now I got an OS X machine. It's kind of neat to play with. I've been interested in doing that, but I can't afford a damn Mac. Mm-hmm. I can afford that iMac there, but that was, $50.
I still think you need to make it a fishbowl.
That would be very cool. If I could
find, I've seen it happen.
If I could find someone that would mod it like that.
Yeah.
I would probably do it. Now, I've seen people that are modding and have put a Mac Mini into it.
Or even mod it and make it a television.
That would actually be kind of cool.
At least it would be.
You could probably get a small LCD monitor.
At least it would be doing something other than sitting there looking cute. I mean, it's cute.
Yeah.
But it should be something you can use.
It is kind of cute. But yeah, this I haven't been playing around with it, and it this Del Mini Hackintosh kind of thing is pretty cool.
He gets
cool.
all the cool toys.
And there's a little bit of a learning curve. Just actually, not so much of learning how to do computing itself, but more along the lines of where the damn buttons and how things work are, because it's really different.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, you're used to a bigger screen, too.
Oh, yeah, that too. And try to go, you mean to close out, you automatically try to go up to the right. Shit, it's over here. Okay. And then the bar all the way up at the top comes into your... It's very different. So it takes getting used to, but as Christina will probably attest to, even though I'm swearing, I'm also enjoying
myself.
Oh,
he loves every second of it.
God damn it.
I understand.
He complains and carries on, but he loves every second of it.
So I'm looking forward to learning and playing around with this. So
I have a question for all the techies out there and Jason. Eric wants to know if there's some... Brad says no, but I figure if I throw the question out there for everybody, I might get a response. Eric wants to know if there's some kind of camera that you get that has a USB plug that he can plug into his phone to make it a dual camera phone, because he's got the Inspire, the HTC Inspire.
Which is pretty much an Evo minus the front camera.
And he would like to do something like a Skype chat with his phone and somebody else's phone. He didn't know if there was something that he could get to plug in to his phone. I didn't know. I didn't think so, but I figured if anybody would know.
I highly doubt it.
I figured if anybody would know, you
guys
would.
Here's what you do. What? Is if your mom's looking to get in a phone.
She doesn't know what she wants.
It's her to, take Eric's phone.
But he loves his phone.
Well, then you get the same damn thing with the front-facing camera.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, she loves her iPhone, but the battery's almost dead.
Yeah.
And her AppleCare ran out at the end of last month.
Yeah, so she's got a 3G or 3GS?
She's got a 3GS.
Okay.
So a new battery for that is $80. She said, but she can get a whole new phone for, like, $50. If she wants to get the same kind of phone, she can get one for $50 through AT&T.
Yeah, tell her not to get the 3GS. Because that's like two behind now, and if you wait a couple of more,
it's whatever the one we had was. Or no, the one after ours,
right? The 3GS.
Yeah,
but the four.
She doesn't want to spend $200 right now for a new phone. Right. That's the whole thing. It's like she's going on vacation to Myrtle Beach, and she doesn't want to have to buy a whole expensive new phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but do you want to be stuck 2 years on?
She's going to be with AT&T anyway.
Two generations behind. Yeah, but she would be under contract with an old phone.
Well, she doesn't know what she wants. But I figured with Eric, I figured if anybody would know, one of our listeners would know if there's some kind of thing he can get. I didn't think so, because I hadn't seen anything anywhere
if you were really geeky enough, because they're probably pretty much the same phone on the inside, you could probably hack the phone and put one in there, because there's people have done that with...
This is my brother.
Well, I know. the HD2, because that's pretty much the Evo, and loaded the custom firmware on there, and they've been able to get that kind of thing to work. But short of some way beyond
Eric's means and
it's light years beyond mine.
If it's a car, you can take it apart and put it back together blindfolded, but his phone, forget it. But because he wanted to know if he could chat, video chat with people who have a front-facing camera. I said, I will check. I promised I would check. So,
cool.
This is my checking absolution of responsibility.
Alrighty. Well, I think it's about time to wrap things up.
Yeah, because I don't have anything. Mm-hmm. I keep getting my new free apps from the Amazon App Store.
Oh, yeah. Always check that out.
That's about it.
There's usually some cool stuff. Yeah. A game or two. Cut the Rope. It's an addicting little
game. Thank you, Justin. That's all your fault.
And I finally got Plants vs. Zombies to work on my phone.
Oh, yay.
Finally.
Yay.
Oh,
nice.
All right. I've actually given that a break.
Love it.
There she goes again. There she's going back to it.
What?
I thought the way you moved your hands, I thought you were picking up your phone and starting to play it.
I've got a cup in my hand.
All right. And we will be back with more Pod Culture Looniness right after this.
Give me a minute, get my mouth in gear. Just wanna check that everything still works. Legs, still got legs. And there's life in this old horse yet. And I know there's gonna be an awful lot of running to do.
Geronimo!
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Don't talk about that nose. And what a chin. I think that's everything. I'm good as new. But still not ginger. New mouth, new rules, brand new me, but I'm no fool. I gotta get some food inside me, I'm still cooking. Apples, no, apples are rubbish. I hate apples, let's try something Scottish. Fried, but not evil beans. Are you trying to make a zombie of me? Now what's this? Fish fingers and mustard? I got a feeling it'd be better with custard.
The worst part is that it's actually kind of tasty. Alonzi.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Don't think about that nose. And what a chin. I think that's everything. I'm good as new. But still not ginger.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness. And he writes it down. He doesn't write down what I say, but he writes it down about poop.
Velvet Elvis Batmobile right there. Thank you very much. Ha! Don't you feel bad about that?
No, not really. It makes up for all the times you don't hear me. I have the one thing no other unicorn will ever have. Regret.
We are all sugared up now.
I could just live on cotton candy and be totally happy. I told Elizabeth the story of the cricket beetle in the bathroom and I thought she was going to pee herself on the phone. Because there was something in the bathroom the other day. It could have been a cricket. It could have been a beetle. I don't know what it was, but it was hopping. And I'm home by myself, and it's something about the hopping bugs. I can handle spiders. I'm not even afraid of the hopping bugs. I just don't want them in the house. Because you can't find them once they get going. At least spiders stay pretty still in the corners. So, it's just me. I'm like, oh, I don't have time. I'm on the clock. I don't have time to be sitting chasing this bug. Like, I don't have anything to put on top of it. Because usually I'll put something on top of it and have Brian take it outside. But, it's just me. It's going to have to die. So, I apologize to the poor bug and say, look, I'm sorry, but you chose to come in. And I don't have anything to squish it with. I don't have my shoes on. I've got my socks on. I don't have anything to... And I'm not stepping on it in my socks.
Plastic cup and card and a postcard.
Well, I didn't have any of that. And I was afraid to walk away because then what if it... Yeah, I didn't want to walk away. Like, what do I have within arm's reach? I've got Windex.
It's against the Geneva Convention.
That's exactly what we said. That's exactly what we said.
Chemical weapons.
I've got Windex and a Yankee candle.
No, that's She put paper towels on top of it.
No, 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 no. See, I was afraid
so she was waterboarding.
No, I was afraid to squish the bug with the Yankee candle on the linoleum floor because I didn't want to break the candle. I had to keep it from hopping away. I have to incapacitate it first. So I sprayed it with Windex until it hopped slower.
You know, those folks going like, what the fuck?
And I was able to get it to stand still long enough to put a piece of toilet paper over it. Long enough to be able to slowly put the, not slowly put the Yankee candle down, but I didn't have to smash it down. I was in no hurry to smash it. I didn't want to break it. I put it down and then pressed really hard. I didn't have to smash it down. I could just like set it down and then push. It was quick once I got the candle on the floor.
I am so going to have to remember to clip this.
I felt really bad, but there was no getting away from it. It made its choice to come in. It has all of nature to exist in. Really, there's nothing for it here.
Well, the good news is if PETA comes to protest our show, maybe Pamela Anderson will show up naked or something. She does that for PETA, right?
I mean,
yeah,
normally,
that's true, but I don't know.
Really,
as of
these
late,
days,
I don't know.
Yeah,
normally,
okay,
I try to get things outside.
I live in the past.
It was just me. Sorry. And I was. I knew that if I let it go, it would come back to haunt me. And it's just me. What am I going to do?